Like, the Sonic universe is literally gonna be what replaces Marvel. Like, hands down, I feel like they definitely
get niggas on
drugs, bro. Hey,
the MCU is added to my strikers list of bad things.
What's going on in there? Welcome to episode 43 of The Summit. This is the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you all the time of finding it yourself. If you're listening to this, don't forget you can always find us in our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. If that's not enough and you want to find us on our social media, you can always check out the links in the description. While you're at it, go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform and share the podcast with a friend, because the support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction for the show. Bringing you in for today's episode, I'm your host, your boy Ashley, and with me are my co-hosts who make all this possible. We're gonna go ahead and start the day off with Rain, Rain, aka CJ. Go ahead and bring us in for episode 43 here on this wonderful episode of The Summit.
I'm curious to what you weren't going to say, but...
ready to run a train. Sorry.
Oh,
that's crazy. I don't
know. I was hoping you asked.
That's crazy. Hey,
but you know, it's the man with two nicknames, Rain, a.k.a. CJ, man. You know, episode 43. That's kind of dope. I know.
It is kind of dope.
Is there something special about that number? I feel like... You know what? Every day with you guys is always special.
So back to you, Ashy. Thank you. We're gonna go ahead and continue the positivity with our boy Razor SJS. Continue the positivity.
Gotta be
Razor.
Positive.
Oh, yeah. Snacker's probably gonna be negative. So.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I figured that's where positivity was gonna end.
But what's good, everybody? Welcome back, Big 43. I don't know why it sounds special, but y'all made it special, so now it's special to me too. That's crazy how contagious that shit is. Glad to be here, you know. I think we got a good one in today. We have a good one in every week, so no difference. Right back to you, my boy.
And continuing the positivity, Mr. High Roller himself.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
I'm gonna keep up the positivity. Yeah. I ain't gonna end it.
I think somebody got a question.
Hey, everyone. Hey, what happened to the positivity?
Mr. Rogers had ass.
All right, you know what? Fuck you, fat nigga. And you too, bald nigga.
Huh? How about that? What'd I do? What'd I do? What? I didn't do nothing. What the fuck?
You existed, nigga. Fuck out of here. Anyways. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. This is episode 43, and I'm happy to be here.
What the fuck I do?
Movie 43, man.
Oh. And our special, our really, really special host, down at the bottom. Last but not least, Special Striker, TTV. Go ahead and, you know, do your thing. Spread the love.
Why'd you have to add down at the bottom?
Sorry, you know.
I'm just really curious about that.
Don't make us claim our 750. Chill out.
That's crazy.
Hey, for everyone who don't know, you know what? Let me know. Yo, what's good, y'all? Of course, the Striker TTV, by the way. Mm. You forgot that part. It's very important. It's important to the brand. It's important to me. It's important to the people.
There
it's important
it is.
For everybody. You know what I'm saying? And we are here for the people. What's good?
Well, thank you, the Striker TTV. And for all of you who didn't understand that joke about the 750, well, President Donald J. Trump, issued, I guess, you know, he was signing executive orders and ICE is rolling out. And there's a rumor going around that for $750, ICE will pay you if you point out an illegal immigrant. So that was what that joke was about. But we got a lot to discuss in today's show today. We got upcoming Switch 2 news, Netflix price hikes, GTA 6 price rumors. The rumors about that are they are thinking about making it $100. And Until Dawn first trailer review. So stay tuned if you want to hear about all of that. Before we kind of get into the news, though, we're going to just briefly go over all the new game releases currently available right now. At the time of this episode, we got Wuthering Waves on the PS5 and PC, Freedom Wars Remastered, Donkey Kong Country Returns HD. Surprisingly, they're still making Switch games. We got Assetto Corsa Evo Early Access on PC. We got Tales of Graces Remastered on all platforms. We have Dynasty Warriors Origins, PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S. Ender Magnolia, Tokyo Extreme Racer Early Access, and Star Wars Episode 1 Jedi Power battles. That's a lot. We got some pretty good news that came down the pipeline with the Switch 2. Nintendo finally released I guess enough information to where there's a lot of speculation going on about like Mario Kart 9, because that was like the game they chose to kind of like head front with the announcement of the Switch 2. I'm guessing everybody here saw the Switch 2. Y'all got any comments on the Switch 2 so far, like initial impressions just from the sneak peek we saw?
That screen is
I was very underwhelmed. I was like, this shit got to
really?
Be fake.
Really?
It still seems like they're behind everything, like the Steam Deck and all that stuff. So. Mm-hmm. Still seems like the graphics are probably still going to be a little ass.
There was someone I watched.
I was very underwhelmed. Well,
no, because they're saying that it's supposed to be the 1080 that we got on the OLED.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it can display 4K when docked. Not to get that misinformed with the console itself being able to display 4K. Mm-hmm. Only when docked can it display 4K.
I mean, like, aren't they kind of defeating the purpose of handheld? Like, yeah, people play it docked, but like, shouldn't they mention their best selling point?
Who as making handheld? A game on the Switch that's going to be 4K?
That is true.
It's like when they put 8K on a PS5 Pro. Like, come on now, let's get real. No, but I mean, I saw surprisingly, I had kind of like the same reaction as Stryker. I think that the Switch 2 is going to surprise. I think it's going to surprise a lot of people. I don't think it's going to be as underwhelming as we initially thought it was, or maybe are still thinking. Obviously, there's more that's going to be announced on the Switch 2 in April. In the coming months, they're going to, like, I guess, release all the details of it. They're going to give us, there should be giving us a date on release as well, and they should be showcasing more games. Like, I think throughout this month up until April, they're actually like, there's people signing NDAs and testing games on it already as we speak. But the rumors did come down the pipeline, and they like there's a lot to discuss about Switch 2, but just starting off at the Switch 2, keeping us on track, I do want to agree with Stryker a little bit, because the specs I was seeing on the Switch 2, I'm gonna just go down to like the tech section of it, but the specs we were seeing on the Switch 2, it says this, there's an NVIDIA T239R mobile chip inside of the Switch 2. And it says that it's projected to have, these are all rumors, but I guess it's from a reliable source. It says they're projected to have about like around 1500 CUDA cores, which is about 40% fewer than the desktop variant of the RTX 3050. And it's supposed to be all on like an 8-nanometer architecture, right? So I wouldn't say very small chip, because there's a lot smaller, but still very small ARM chip, and I guess the CUDA cores is like a 500% jump in the CUDA core count from the Switch, the first generation of the Switch. And apparently it's running on 12 gigabytes of RAM. The original was running on 4 gigs of RAM, and they have a large emphasis on running all the games on the Switch 2 at 60 frames per second. It's also going to be backwards compatible, of course. And what else were they saying? There were some rumors coming around the pipeline based off of Mario Kart 9, because what, like, the player count is up to, was it 24? Was it that people were saying? I think it's 24 players. But some people were suggesting that Mario Kart 9 will be its first, like, open world entry. Will have its first open world entry. So, I don't know. Just, like, hearing about all that, do y'all think this is realistic for the Switch 2? Do y'all think, even if these rumors are true, this could probably keep Switch 2 relevant, maybe for the next, I'd say, shit, damn near next decade, maybe. How y'all feeling about that?
I mean, I think it's kind of interesting, because that would mean that they would be supporting 5G bandwidth, which they haven't on any of Nintendo models or consoles. Mm-hmm. It's always been the 2.4 gigahertz. So any kind of competitive play has been kind of shit on the Switch.
Mm-hmm. And what about the hardware specs?
We still haven't got that information, but they think, but I mean, a lot of people are saying that supposedly you could play like the games you're playing on Steam, mm-hmm. PlayStation and Xbox, you should be able to play it on the Switch. This is being very optimistic.
Yeah.
And it would be nice. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it would be nice to see that in the Switch, because I'm a big fan of the Switch, mm-hmm. and like damn near like everybody in my household has a Switch. To have that kind of spec so I can play my Steam, my PC games, just at my bed and not be having to have something like a Steam Deck. Yep. It's just a little bit more beneficial because there's a lot of Nintendo titles that I can't play on PC.
Yeah.
Unless I like get an emulator and whatnot, but I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a fan.
No one do
of...
on it.
Yeah. Emulators.
High Roller.
I'm a Nintendo hater, so I don't really got much to say about it. I'm okay. sick of hearing about the same IPs for 50 years, so I have no intention on buying it. I bought a Switch like a couple years ago, and I think I turned it on twice.
I think I still got it in the box that he bought it with.
I do.
Hey, keep that at least. Keep it. Return, you sell that thing for a good amount of money, about 30 years.
The receipts in the box, too. Mint condition.
Razor?
Well, I'm not like a Nintendo enthusiast myself. I am a fan of Mario, but
would y'all play an open world Mario game? Would y'all
see, that's what I'm thinking though. Like, what does open world Mario Kart mean? You don't leave the car. What are we playing? Like, just GTA on wheels? You know,
I think so. There were some rumors circulating that apparently you would like obviously roam around on your cart. There'd be like quests. There would be like challenges you can accept from other players. Obviously you can join races with your friends. Like same Mario Kart shit.
So basically Forza said Mario Kart.
Yes. Actually, yeah. Yeah. Somebody actually brought up that. Yep. It'll be like Forza but with Mario Kart. Yeah. Right. I think people will buy it. Obviously, Mario Kart 9 is gonna come with the Switch 2. Obviously,
I like the ambition. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
it's something new.
Yeah, we gotta praise difference. When they do it, I guess that's something interesting. I mean, I love Mario Kart, so that is gonna hit regardless. But they definitely using that as a selling point for the Switch too, though, because it does not sound like there's too much advancement in the hardware.
No, not at all. And I think this is it kind of brings back to what we were saying like a couple weeks ago on the podcast about just how outdated the Switch is and how. Even if the Switch 2 comes to be, let's say if the Switch 2 is underperforming, right, that cuts down its lifeline of the console significantly, right? And so that kind of brings issues to Nintendo because obviously we saw the stats. I mean, shit, games are more high demanding these days, and if the hardware's not keeping up, people are just not going to buy it. Now obviously you got your like dedicated Nintendo fan base that's going to buy it, and you got your enthusiasts who are just going to buy it just to buy it. But can you maintain a player base on a Switch 2? That's kind of thing. And I think like to tie in a little bit what High Roller was saying, just about people getting tired of the same IPs. Like we're getting the same Zeldas, the same Pokemons, the same Marios. It's like, at what point are we finally at the point where people are kind of tired of buying and playing the same game over and over, just slightly better graphics or whatever? You don't think so? Well, but you like Nintendo, right? Like you're pretty much of a Nintendo enthusiast. But coming from that casual side, like if it wasn't for the hardcore Nintendo fans, would Nintendo still be thriving?
That's their target audience, though. Like that's who they've been catering to, like all these years. Like the
people who grew up
with Tetris, with Dr. Mario, fucking what you Mario. Mean, bro? How they gonna die?
That was extreme. My bad. Ignore that. No, I mean I feel you though. That is their target audience, but that shit don't get old. Like honest question, it just doesn't get old playing the same thing over and over.
I want to say it does. Like especially like this past one. We'll take Pokemon for example. Pokemon's a big title. This shit, Scarlet and Violet. Like the story and the gameplay was pretty cool, but like after the campaign, like the replayability of the game was just kind of dog shit. It wasn't like the older
games. Isn't that all of Pokemon though?
Yes and no. I believe. I mean, after like Diamond and Pearl, it just hasn't been the same. Like it's one, the grind has been very easy, and they kind of streamlined a lot of it because they added multiple ways to level your Pokemon rather than just the typical going into battles and just hard grinding the Pokemon out to level 100. Like back in the day, it was an actual achievement, like personal achievement to be like, yeah, I trained my Charizard to level 100. Like you had to spend weeks to really get that. Yeah. Now you just get some fucking items and whatnot. You get enough of this item and in like an hour, you'll have a level 100 Pokemon.
So an hour?
In an hour.
Oh, that takes a lot of the grind out the game, then.
It does. So it's like, it's not the same. There's no enjoyment or fun in that because you know you can get in there and just have the best team. You might as well just play that online simulator shit or whatever that everyone plays for the fucking for VGC.
Yeah.
If you really want to get competitive about it. But like the game itself, like the titles, is almost not worth buying the games because aside the like 6 hour story, it's not fun. But we're still gonna buy it because it's Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I can see that being a thing. It's just
we aren't, nigga.
No, we ain't.
The casual we ain't, you know, ain't gonna
casual's
do it.
Not. No,
you diehard, you know, Nintendo people, y'all gonna cop out. And that's all right.
I think it'll be better for Nintendo to. And I mean, if it's true, right? If like obviously the console will be a little bit more powerful when it's in dock mode, but I don't think obviously it's not going to be powerful enough to keep up with the games that are coming out now, or even the games that are existing right now. You know, especially like just from those rumors alone that we're seeing, that's still underperforming on like an aspect of games that are already out. So it's like I just don't realistically see Nintendo even entering the market with the Switch 2 of just even having other AAA games on. You know, their console, you know, like main games you would see on PS5 and Xbox or PC. I don't see them entering that market at all realistically with the Switch 2. I know they've been trying it a lot with Switch. Obviously the console's just the hardware's not there. And from the rumors of it with the Switch 2, looks like the hardware's still not there. It's just now the overall design of the Switch, I will say, like if you're just getting this console, obviously
for
like
the
you're
design, yeah.
I like nice. The design. It looks nice.
The
it
magnetic nice. Shit is actually pretty dope. I feel like it's definitely clever.
It's bigger slide, too.
It's disgusting. Like the slide, like the sliding slide. It in is it's horrible. And after some time, they get loose and just pop right off.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and they're bigger, which I like. I like that, you know, the controllers, it's got a little bit more space on it when you're actually playing with the single, you know, piece of either the left or right controller. The actual handheld is bigger. The screen real estate, you get a lot more screen real estate now. Slightly more, yeah. It's I wouldn't say
it's like in between the OLED and the original Switch, which is disgusting because they should just continue with what they were doing with the OLED. Because the OLED, I don't know if you have seen it or held it, but like,
yeah, I have the OLED,
it's fucking beautiful.
It is really pretty. Like and compared to my comparisons to the original, it looks
compared to my Steam Deck, that shit blows the Steam Deck's graphics out.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Wait. So is this one not OLED? Then? The Switch 2?
Probably not the OLED Steam Deck because I have the OLED Steam Deck and that's just insane.
You gonna have to compare that because.
Bet.
Yeah. Because now I got the old Steam Deck, but the old compared to the old Steam Deck, this definitely has a better resolution.
Interesting. I mean, so is this one not OLED though? The
nope.
So they're doing the same shit they did with the original Switch. They're probably gonna we were kind of right then. So they're money grabbing. So they're probably gonna boost out an OLED version like a year and a half later and be like, oh, this is an upgrade. That is so whack. And this is the shit we're talking about. Dude. This is the shit we're talking about. And so instead of making a true half step, they already got plans on just. Slapping an OLED on there and going, oh, well, you know, that's better. That's such a money grab. And this is the reason why I am literally praying on Nintendo's downfall because I'm tired of just them piggybacking off their hardcore audience. I think it's time for them to like experience some failure just because they need to step up their game. Like, this is getting a little sorry. And I only say that because it's like we see handhelds that are able to play these games and like. The Switch is a handheld. The Switch was what, the most popular handheld that dropped before the Steam Deck and all these competitors start coming out? Like, the real competition is coming down the market, and we're just not seeing Nintendo even blink, bat an eye towards it. They don't give a fuck.
And it's because console of a decade is what they're saying.
What, the Switch?
Yeah.
Well, it was. I mean, it sold more than any console this decade. It's still selling like hotcakes now, but, like... All that shit comes to an end, you know, and I'm hoping that people kind of wake up with a Switch 2 and they go, oh, well, I really thought it was an OLED model they were presenting. And to find out that it's not, it's kind of very disappointing. And I'm very it's kind of messed up that they're pitching that kind of market strategy already. It's kind of whack. It's just lazy. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out in April what it's looking like. But it does look cleaner. It looks sleeker. I will say that. I'm going to try and have some hope for it. You know, maybe it's going to be better than we expect. Hopefully, maybe not. But I guess we'll find out in April. Moving on, we got just kind of bouncing up a little bit. I don't know where I want to start with this one. I think I'm going to start with this. But we had, I don't know if y'all saw the GTA parody. Yeah, that was it. Y'all saw that shit? Yeah. Okay. So Grand Taking Ages, short for GTA. It was Grand Taking Ages 6 was how it appeared on the PS Store, right? The PlayStation Store, with a release date of May 2025. But Sony pulled the game, and I guess Rockstar was looking at it, and they were, not only Rockstar, but Sony was looking at it, and they were like, well, basically, like, what the fuck is this? And so I guess they took it down, they renamed it, and now it's only Grand Taking Ages. And it's supposed to be like this parody of GTA 6, obviously, like, you know, Grand taking ages to come out. So it was kind of like a funny game, but apparently they're still trying to release the game on Steam, and it's got a release date on Steam right now.
And
looking at the screenshots, I was like, this is definitely something like High Roller and Striker would play. It definitely looks it's an indie for sure, but it's definitely something interesting to
I'm definitely gonna support it and buy it based off my experiences. Mm-hmm. This is just like in the description of the game, it's kind of funny because you're acting as a basically a game developer or whatever, and you're, you know, learning what the game development life is like, and it's a sim, and in the description they mentioned survive on pizza and energy drinks, and it's kind of funny because that's kind of all they fed us when I was in the game industry.
Are you serious?
Well, yes, and every time they fed us, I'm not going to say any names to companies, you know, for specific reasons, but whenever we saw that there was being food brought in, like catered or whatever, which was always pizza, mm-hmm. we always knew it was a terrible day. They were about to push back the deadline, and we were all about to be told, you're going to work 7 days a week, 15-hour days. Every time they fed us, we knew that's what they were about to announce. And it was just like pure sadness and anger whenever we saw food coming into the building.
It's almost like a form of like brainwashing.
Was it at least good pizza?
No, it was not.
Hell no. I don't know what it was.
It was something I hadn't heard of.
7-Eleven pizza, yo.
I was going to ask if y'all enjoyed the pizza.
It was something up north in Minnesota, so I don't really know what it was.
Oh, man.
Damn. But yeah, so the game is called Grand Taking Ages, everybody. It's like a parody of GTA. I'm going to support it, too. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to pick it up just because it looks like something fun to bullshit with friends on. So I'm going to go ahead and support it because that's kind of funny. I ain't going to lie.
Hey, first indie of the year.
It would be.
Looking at the trailer of it, it actually puts up a valid point because, like, you see, like, in the trailer, like, he makes, like one of the leads randomly makes some random developer, a senior developer, and it's kind of funny because there's, like, a lot of people that are hired as senior developers that should not be senior developers mm-hmm. at all, which is kind of funny.
So that shit seems kind of dope. I ain't gonna lie. We also got some news coming down from, I didn't put this in the show notes, but I kind of got reminded of it. Wolverine. So over at Insomniac, Striker, you'd probably like this. I guess the president was like, hey, they were questioning about like Wolverine. They were like, hey, is this going to make the 2025 deadline? And so he was very quiet on it, but he said there's a lot to be excited about. So we're not going to take that quote as saying that it's going to release this year. I really don't see it releasing this year only because Sony has a few bangers coming out this year already, but definitely I can see a 2026 release, if not this year. You know, I mean, maybe shit, everything's been so under the wraps about Wolverine since those leaks. They might drop it in October, September. Like, you don't know. But they do say, they are saying that they are very excited about the game. What do you say? It says, one quote says, we've announced Wolverine and we'd love to talk more about Wolverine, but we have to be like Logan today and remain very stoic until it's time to pop the claws down the road. As much as we're I'm guessing they're trying to say As much as you can translate it. As much as we have pent up excitement, we got to hold on to it. So that's that's about as much as we can say on our upcoming projects. I'm not bullshitting you. This is literally the quote. I'm gonna post it in the fucking if you read the article, I'm gonna post it on the fucking show notes, like underneath the GTA shit. But it's literally read like that. But basically, they were trying to say that they're trying to hide the excitement. They're trying to keep everything under wraps about the release of Wolverine. So we could see a 2025 release. Now, we still have titles that have not been announced yet. Not been announced, but dates on titles that haven't been announced yet. We still have, like, The Heretic. Right? You see that shit? We still have, like, The Heretic, and we still have, was it, something Blade Zero? Was it, Phantom Blade Zero, which may get a release this year or may get a release in 2026. Obviously, we got Ghost of Yotai. Like, there's a lot that Sony has under the pipeline. Now, the president of Insomniac actually just, I think he retired today. Well, this week as well. I don't know. Maybe that's some bad news for Spider-Man Striker, but thought you'd be interested in some Insomniac news.
Midman
over there. Yep. You know, he led a game. So yeah, we had a little bit of news on Wolverine just throwing there because it is still in the works, obviously. And I'm pretty sure the game might be close to finish. We might get it this year. We may not. Who knows? It's only January. We still get a lot to come. A lot of surprises left in the year. Shit. We do have, what's up with this Dragon Ball Sparking Zero DLC? Who, you want to talk about that, Striker? I'm guessing you put that in there.
I did. No, I was just wanted to mention that it dropped, what was it, on the 21st? For those who might have watched, what I don't even know. To be honest, I haven't watched
Dragon Ball Superhero.
Oh, there you go. That one. Yeah. You got characters that were brought in into the first DLC of many. I think they promised what, like three DLCs for did this they? Game.
Did they?
They did. It was before their release, but it's funny because like people dropped this game literally like the month after this shit released. So it was like
they dropped it the week after it released.
Shit. I just want to know like how many people actually came back for this DLC, and even if they knew, like did people even know this DLC was out or coming? Because like I only heard about this like the night of, because I saw some fucking ad on Steam talking about the DLC is available today, and I'm just like, oh shit, they had a DLC.
I mean, like you said, it's that. Sorry,
damn, nigga, that's good.
Must be amazing, yo.
I was chewing on rubber. It's that it's just anime games, man. Like. In fighting games too, like people don't stick around with fighting games too much like that, especially an anime fighter. And if there's not much replayability.
Like an RPG, would you?
Yeah, sure. Like Xenoverse. Xenoverse was fire.
Yeah,
people play Xenoverse a lot.
Yeah, like that was one of the best games I ever played. You know, but I guess they don't want to focus on that stuff anymore right now. I was waiting on something like Naruto was supposed to have a game when Xenoverse dropped. There was talks about Naruto having like a similar game like it, and I think they tried to make it. It was called y'all have played it. I just don't remember the name, but they kind of made something and it flopped just like that.
Shinobi Striker.
Yes, yeah, Shinobi Striker. Yes, Shinobi Striker.
Yes. That game did not flop.
That game flopped. It don't mean it ain't flop. Lucas playing that shit. Who the fuck playing Shinobi Striker?
Nobody wanted to play shit on my Xbox.
Yeah, you still got Suicide Squad too. Eh?
What the fuck? One of them servers is offline.
I'll hop on that bitch for real.
You know? I really got pain shit out here. You know, now you shall know true pain. Almighty pool.
I'm actually a support ninja on there, surprisingly.
Are you really?
Yeah, because too many fuck niggas don't want to heal, bro. Sick of y'all.
I'm definitely a DPS.
Shit, Attack on Titan had one too. This shit was garbage.
I ain't even play that.
Yeah, sleep, man.
DJK1, Hall of Fame trash.
Damn.
Saying that shit, man. Nah. They rolled the coattails of that show hard.
They just don't cater to anime games. Like they put them out and then they forget about them. Most of them. They just put them out and they forget about them.
Well, speaking of anime game, how y'all feel about Hinokami Chronicles 2?
What's that?
Demon Slayer?
Oh, you got a second game or
not? Yeah, it's gonna come out.
What's
like
it called?
Right before the Hinokami Chronicles. There was the first one. I actually played a while ago. It came out years ago. I think they plan on releasing this game right before the movie so that the movie come out, they can use those characters as DLC. It's genius.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's going to be a sequel they're coming into. Y'all, I'm guessing no one played the first one with how shocked y'all were.
I didn't play the first one. Yeah. You have it, though. Nope. I should download it. It's like a Naruto, right? It's like the Storm. It's an arena fighter. Storm.
Yeah. Arena Fighter.
So, and you see, I don't know. Pretty
fun. Some characters are mad cheesy, though. God damn. Niggas online make shit not fun, but.
They do. Oh, shit. Speaking of that, Activision, I guess they just gave players the option. Well, they're giving out players the option in season two to disable crossplay with PC players. Because I guess PC players have been cheating on Black Ops 6.
They cheat on everything.
Yeah. Apparently, they've banned over 136,000 accounts already for cheating. That is an insane amount of accounts.
Need to see a live feed. Just want to put it next to the kill feed, bro.
I don't understand what niggas gain from cheating.
Bro, like, because you can't just play the game no more.
Because, bro, these little kids can go on a website and pay $15 to $20 to get walls, bro. Why the fuck wouldn't I? I'm the best dude on my team. And I'm
kidding. Yeah, with the walls you are.
You know, why wouldn't I? I'm about to get easy dubs for $15 to $20. Something you would spend on, like, Uber, I could just get.
Facts. I can get hacks is insane, bro. I don't know.
It's too accessible now, bro. Which is horrible, but yeah. Kids don't play games to be good anymore.
Nah.
They don't play games to brag, bro. So if I'm shitting on dudes and I can record a clip for TikTok and then I can monetize it without someone exposing me, I'm up.
Easy day. Easy fucking day. I don't know. Y'all think that's something that's needed, though? Is that going to solve some of the problems? No, not anti-cheat, but just, like, disabling crossplay, playing with console players.
That'll help the console people.
It'll help console players. Yeah.
What about us PC niggas?
Yeah, what about the PC players?
Deal with it.
Yeah. They said, I guess, they invested in some new technology, some new softwares for anti-cheat, but, I mean...
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how far that want to take that. Bro.
Let me start seeing some cease and desist get sent out, man. These niggas will fall for you.
Help me, nigga. Oh, man.
That's what stops me from playing ranked on so many games.
Hey, shit. There's 13,000 players on Sparken.
Nah, that was on the release of the DLC. Currently, there's only 4,000. Okay. Around
5,000. I'm still surprised at 5,000. Damn, there was 121,000 on day one. That shit dropped within the month down to what was that before November 18th marker? That shit, damn. No, in a month, that shit dropped to what? If you're looking at it, Striker.
Yeah,
we were expecting the old Dragon Ball Z games. That shit was very different.
Yeah, the game feels great. Like, the gameplay is fun. It's just, I don't know.
Well, don't forget that the cheese drove a lot of players away and playing online, going against that over and over, going against meta over and over. It got annoying. That made a lot of people leave.
So, like, how can you combat that, though?
Fight cheese with cheese.
That seems boring.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, for me, I was like, hey, man, I'm not going to play this online against randos, but I'll play against friends. So if you ain't got a friend group to box with, hey.
Shit out of luck. Shit out of luck. Yeah, so that was...
Fighters was better for real.
What was?
Fighters. Fighters was better for real.
People still play that, though, don't they?
Shit, I would. I would ball y'all.
Oh, shit. Probably.
I believe it. I gave up on that game. Fuck that game.
Man, you gonna try you on that one.
Why not Mortal Kombat, dude?
Hey, we can run that.
Yeah, I don't think it's time.
Heard
I think it's on Game Pass, right?
Don't do that.
Oh, it's not crossplay. It's not crossplay. It don't matter.
Don't do this.
Oh, you got it on PlayStation. Shit.
It is crossplay now. They added it.
They added it finally?
Yeah.
What's up? I have an answer.
How far are you on BG3?
You beat Oh, we're almost done, aren't we, Razor?
I've heard that for the last 2 months now.
No, like, we're dead ass almost done. We're dead ass. I think we have one more fight left. We were just doing side quests.
Told them on the combat, though. That's why they changed the subject.
I'm definitely dodging this one. I think I've touched Mortal Kombat maybe approximately 2 hours total in my life.
I think the last one I played was like seven. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, we'll go around.
I played Mortal Kombat versus DC. That was the last one.
King of the Hill, actually. That one wasn't bad, actually.
That was a good one.
Yeah, this shit, actually, these niggas wants to hop on this shit that they play.
Bro, right? I'm not playing Razor.
You know what's gonna happen? They're gonna be talking shit. Talking about, they gonna be like, you ass and everything. Ass. Be like, of course, nigga. I ain't played that shit in the last 10 years.
Of course I'm ass. I ain't had a single input.
I over the last time I hopped in that game, I'm actually gonna have to reinstall it. So nah, it ain't like the end.
Hell no. How many hours you got in that game, though?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't have too many. I didn't play MK1 like that.
Mm. MK1. Did you beat the campaign?
What about 11?
Yeah, I beat the campaign.
Yeah, he got enough.
MK11, MKX.
I played them all, yeah, but like
that's too many hours.
In the trenches.
That's too many. That's too many hours. That's too many hours. That's too much.
Bro, that's too much. Ain't no money on the line or nothing. Y'all ain't losing nothing.
Hey, why they got Melania Trump as a Mortal Kombat new unlockable character?
No, that's
that
Thomas Shelby, nigga.
I saw you tweet that. That shit was fucking hilarious. Not the Peaky Blinders.
By order of the Peaky Blinders, she said.
Hey, I started dying reading that shit. That shit was funny. That hat was, hey, did somebody said no one out pizzas the hut? That's because of her hat, bro.
Oh, technical. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Now, what y'all think about this GTA 6 price hike that's coming down the pipeline? How y'all feel about it?
They better keep that shit the normal prices we've been with. Man, I remember when games was $20 back during the PS2.
I read that, like, people are happy for it to be priced between $80 and $100. I'm like, mm-hmm. Happy.
It's because the alternative, bro. They low key already planning to try to make that shit a subscription.
Huh?
Yeah.
What a subscription.
That way you would pay like monthly for GTA access.
Oh, hell no.
Like, wow.
So I'll never own it.
80 to
100
is not that bad for
it. 80 to 100 is not that bad.
No, that's not that bad. Y'all ain't okay.
But they hit you with that 30 a month. Don't be sick.
Hey, yo, stop. That
Rain, don't even speak that into existence. Shut the fuck up, please. Bro. Shut up. Hey,
yo, tell me how I was at GameStop the other day, and I was talking to, I was just there, just kind of vibing. I was sending cards to get graded, and saw this mom with her kid walked in, and she was like, oh, we're looking for this one game. The guy's like, yeah, we don't have it. She's like, oh, well, I guess we can just buy it online, right? And he's like, yeah, you can do that, but just remember that you're not owning the game when you buy it online. They can always have the right to just take it from you.
That is very true.
Damn, this man just
that
went
is
off.
Very true.
Off rip. It's crazy,
bro, because she really don't know what he means by that. She's like, oh, my God, I'm just getting robbed.
So they could just take back the game at any time and I paid full price? He's like, yes, you don't own the game. You only license the
license.
Game. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I was like, he's not wrong. But at the same time, it's like...
That kid did not get that game. Thanks to that man.
He
fucked that kid up, bro.
God, boy, shit. It's funny because...
Mess with something in the store, huh?
it was probably a game that nigga play with, for real. He was like, I'm not... No, he don't need Call of Duty.
He gonna be hacking my ass. Hell no, he don't need that.
About, shit. About what he said on the mic last night? Yeah, nah, he don't need Call of Duty.
You know what's funny? Because the Black Hokage was talking about that like a while ago. He was like, yeah, like when you buy like your games digitally, you know, you just own a license and it can be taken at any point. And I was like, when I heard, I'm like, damn, that nigga's right. Like, fuck, bro. And we're obviously we're seeing a decline in, like, you know, physical gaming sales. And the shit that Rain said, I'm mad because it actually makes sense, because I can actually see the gaming industry moving towards that, like, that business model within the next 20 years. Shit, maybe even earlier than that.
You don't see all these consoles coming out where you got to buy your own disk drive?
Yep, buy your own disk drive. Shit, like, you got everybody got their own subscription. What, fucking Ubisoft got their own. Fucking Rockstar got Rockstar Plus. You got
Ubisoft made it again. Hey, the bank's about half off.
You re-released GTA 5 4 times, and niggas broke records every time we sold a disc copy. If we charge them a subscription,
they said shit.
These niggas gonna go wild.
They're gonna go crazy, bro. You're
gonna be like, oh, I only need to play GTA for a month.
Psych.
And then you got niggas like niggas with their gym memberships and forget to cancel that shit. Ain't using it.
Mm-hmm. Like, even if they do like $10 a month, right? GTA 6 drops. Once GTA 6 online drops, that's like a permanent subscription. How diehard GTA players, they still playing that shit. And that shit came out 2013. It's been over 10 years. It's been 12 years, almost 13 years we've been playing GTA 5, right? $10 a month.
Last month.
It's $120 a year. Times that by 10, they done made they money. You done bought the game over fucking 15 times, buddy. This shit's insane.
And then you even started working on GTA 7.
Facts. Shit's crazy, man. It's like I can actually see them going towards that type of business model, which is insane. And then, you know, if the thing I'm saying about Rockstar, and here's the crazy part, like I'm actually, as you said, I'm hoping they should keep it at like a price, because if they do that shit, that's gonna be insane. Because either way, if we see a price hike, it's gonna follow suit with every other company's gonna follow Rockstar's lead. If they do some type of subscription bullshit, like in the future, I feel like somebody's gonna make that step and do it. Everybody's gonna follow suit, and that's just gonna become crazy. Like, that's gonna be so lucrative for these developers, for these companies, man. I don't know. That's scary. It's scary to think about. But yeah, considering that they keep the price, like considering that we get to buy the game, right? We'll license the game. Would y'all be okay with the game priced at $100?
No.
Oh.
No.
Niggas need to stop being greedy.
Keep that bitch 70. 70, 80. You know, your deluxe and special.
Where is extra money coming from? Like, come on now.
Okay, it's interesting because the take that this article says, right, and I was reading it, and it kind of made sense, right? So games have been priced at, like, before the $10 hike with the new consoles in 2020, games are pretty much priced at, like, $50 to $60 for, like, the last, what, 10, 12 years, right? I looked it up. $60 in 2013 was equivalent to, like, $81 today. $70 in 2013 was equivalent to, like, $91 today, right? So somebody said that in real terms, a $91 price tag on GTA 6 would be about average, because what they've been seeing, basically what this report says, he says in his report, Ball reported that some game makers hope that GTA 6 would be priced at $80 to $100, breaking the $70 and helping $50 titles to move up to $60, $60 titles to move up to $70, and $70 to $80, etc. He says while this price hike would certainly raise eyebrows with the video game audience, Ball argued that a $70 GTA 6 would be the cheapest GTA game ever released in real terms. And he only says that because of when you account for inflation, gaming hasn't really kept up with inflation when you look at the in terms of like how they've been selling it, right? We've kind of seen the same price with video games, but we've seen the quality somewhat of the quality in games go up, right? In production level, production scale, you know, the investments of games going up, but the price of the actual game staying around $60, $70. So I can see why they're saying that.
But when you got shit like quadruple A titles, like whatever the fuck that was last year, Skull and shit, right? If when you drop something like that and it's a triple A game, and they, you know, GTA is a triple A studio too, it's not a quad A studio, they don't say stupid shit like that. Yeah. If they setting that standard and these other niggas aren't in line, like, and then like Larian's technically not a triple A studio, what would have been the price of that game? Like, if we, you know what I mean? It's just, I get what they're saying.
Yeah.
If like inflation's a real thing, then yeah, we should honor it like that. But if y'all just jacking up the price,
which is exactly what they gonna do.
It's like, come on, man. You fucking everybody else up. Think about what the farmers be fighting for, bro. Them tractors is expensive. Us gamers, you know, these games getting expensive. Parts to be putting these motherfuckers.
Show got to choose. I already got to choose what I got for space, man.
Yeah, she's like, it ain't like that bitch gonna be GTA 6 in 4K,
right? That shit gonna run at 30 on that PS5. Come on, man. People about to be throwing riots over a GTA 6 in 30 frames per second. Get the fuck out of here. And that shit not getting a PC release.
I guarantee you, these companies make their money up off of those special editions of these games they release. Because like, the shit they give you in like a collector's edition. It's definitely not worth the fucking price you pay.
No, fuck no.
They make up that money on that back end for sure, or microtransactions within the game. You know,
They're already estimated to make $1 billion in pre-order. Like,
exactly.
That's insane. That's like half of the production cost of the game right there on pre-order sales. Like, they expect it to hit $3 billion in the first year alone. That's like, not even.
No, think about it. Especially since we're talking about GTA, fuck no. The price should be $70. Because they're going to make all their money online. Like, niggas going to buy them
1,000%.
Niggas at the script club. It's GTA 6, bro. Niggas buying cars. Like, I guarantee you, they almost killed all the hackers already. So niggas can't do that money glitch no more. You know? It's up. Yeah. They're going to make their money, bro.
Nah, GTA 6 will probably make about $10 billion within the first 2 to 3 years total, just off online transactions alone, sales of the games, special editions of the console. Because, you know, as soon as GTA 6 drop, I think PS5 going to try and drop a pro edition to it. And here's the thing about this, right? And you're right, they should keep it at $70 because, one, the game's going to run at 30 frames per second on the PS5. Now, the PS5 Pro, I don't know. I think there's rumors that maybe... But then, I don't know, because the PS5 Pro didn't change the CPU, and GTA is very CPU heavy, so I don't even see it running too... Definitely not nothing higher than 60. That's not going to happen at all, if it even reaches a consistent 60. So, basically, they about to be robbing us fucking blind at majority of people, because they're not going to have no PS5 Pro. Going to be playing this shit at 30, and I'd be damned if I'm paying $100 for a motherfucking game to run at 30 frames per second. That's going to blow my fucking mind. Now, if it was coming out on PC, different story. You know, obviously I can run it at the desired frame rate I like, but it ain't coming out on PC anytime soon. Maybe, you know, maybe a year and a half after the initial release. But so I don't know. I'm gonna go ahead and agree with that. But fuck what we agree about. What do you think is going to happen?
They're
going to
take it.
They're going to
charge, you know.
Who's stopping them? For real.
Yeah, basically.
People going to order it regardless. Like, it's real. They've like, been waiting. How long?
My honest truth, mm-hmm. they're going to do a subscription, bro. But here's you really the thing, think so? Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. They're going to do a base price. Of probably what's going to fuck people up. It's going to be probably $49 or $50 for the story of the game. And then they're going to throw a subscription on there for the online mode.
Damn, so you got to pay for online on your PS5. Then you got to pay for online to play GTA. Then you got to buy the base game to play the story mode. Damn.
If they incorporate like that role player shit and all that shit that they said they're going to actually do with it, how they're getting rid of the modders from the game, like legitimately and like incorporating a lot of the stuff they designed within the game, I think so, yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Think about it. They hired a whole fucking team, the whole modded community for that RPG shit. They got to get their money back.
Damn, dude. That's going to be insane. That's a lot of profit. Mm-hmm. And you know, on top of all that, people going to pay for, you know, microtransactions up the ass.
Oh, yeah.
My money. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. I hate that you might be right. I guess we'll see. Are we realistically seeing a 2025 release, or are we seeing a 2026 delayed release?
That's the scary part. I think we'll see a late 2025 release.
Did they say anything like last year on the release?
No, they haven't said shit since they dropped the trailer 2 years ago. Damn
it.
They said shit. They dropped that trailer and they shut up.
Oh, they really are. You know, nobody else has released a
Nobody has released any dates yet, yo. And it's been a month since the Game Awards. We haven't seen any fucking release dates. I don't know when Ghost of Yatai's dropping.
They don't know when that shit's dropping.
Like, we damn near what on our fucking fourth episode of the year already, and we don't have any release dates to give to the people. Nobody's dropping release dates for the major titles, man. Everybody's waiting on GTA. Shit's getting exhausted.
You're just gonna hear, fuck it, it's out. Out of nowhere. Facts. Just
go ahead and score. The pre-order is available. Like, what the fuck? Nah, that shit is crazy, man. Like, I think it'd be okay. So apparently there were some rumors coming around that there's supposed to be a second trailer dropping. When did they say? In March? There should be late February, March. There's a second trailer for GTA 6 dropping. Now, if they don't drop a date on that trailer, they may just keep trolling. They may just keep trolling till the end of the year, force people to release their games, then just go, bam, that bitch is coming out in like a month. Here, pre-order that bitch. And the pre-order sales is going to spike like crazy. Because GTA 6 doesn't need marketing. Like, the marketing is... It's so big, just off word of mouth alone, and the expectations and the hype that they can pull something like that. They can pull something like, oh well, it's coming out next month, and then the pre order sales. I guarantee they can still probably make a billion within a month on pre orders alone, just off word of mouth. Yeah, fuck rent. GTA 6 coming out. Yeah. I can see him doing that. Which shit. Now another question rises. Is it going to live up to the hype?
What's the hype around a GTA, though, for real?
I'm going to say, I wouldn't even say story, because I don't even think niggas really care about story at this point, especially GTA players. I'm going to say the online. Can GTA... I care about the story. Don't
that was
know,
a bad story on GTA 5.
No, GTA 5 was a phenomenal story. I think it was one of the best GTA stories.
Niggas, frankly.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best GTA stories ever created. But I know niggas are really anticipating that GTA 6 online. That's what people really care about. And how is it going to compare to GTA 5? It's online.
I mean, what is
because GTA 5 online was like one of the most open world fucking. It's one of the best. Isn't it an MMO?
I mean, just on the online servers. I don't know. Can it?
He's got some big ass servers. Be like 150 people in that motherfucker.
What's the minimum would be an massive?
Yeah. What is the minimum for that? Whatever. But it's it's an online RPG, right? It's one of the best to ever release. Still one of the best to shit. Still running. So is it going to compete? Is it going to top GTA 5's online? That's the question. Shit, I don't even know what does GTA 5 even look like today? Like, y'all got flying cars now, right, High Roller?
Yeah.
High Roller and Striker do be on that motherfucker.
Yeah, they do be on that.
Every now and then. Oh, Striker though, he hasn't really been on that game really like that. Well, yeah. Like over the past couple years, so he don't really got too much as of right now. Right now, but yeah, the rest of us, yeah, the flying cars, that flying bike that thankfully finally got nerfed so you don't get destroyed all the time.
People still kill you when you spawn.
They try.
It's me, Mario.
Yep. I'm always in passive mode in that game.
They try. Really? How weak?
Not me.
In what, GTA?
Yeah, I spawn in on passive mode. I'll be like, I'm trying to get shit done. Like, leave me alone.
You don't niggas in there just kill you the second you spawn. Yeah, I'm at your door. All right, I'll be right out.
They do, boom. Bro.
I'm like, yeah, yo,
boom. You spawn, try some motherfuckers' doors. Don't, dude. I'm telling you, like, if I'm on the server, bro, don't even do no server missions where that shit's on the server, live on the server, like, because I'm coming for you.
God damn.
That's crazy.
Oh shit, this shit's crazy. All right, well, enough about Rockstar and how they're gonna price hike the market. I wanted to talk about like a little topic right before we ended the show. And we'll come back to it, but basically one of the topics was, should video game adaptations stay true to the original story or deviate from them? And this kind of came from the Until Dawn movie trailer. Sony dropped the first trailer for the Until Dawn movie. And I wanted to know how y'all felt about it. Did y'all end up watching the trailer?
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, Razor, I'm interested in your take on this. How do you feel about the trailer? Just the trailer.
It's weird, bro, because, like, that's not Until Dawn, you know? So, not like, it's like, and what's crazy is, like, the trailer wasn't bad. Like, it looks like if it's, it could be its own thing if it's still its own two legs. But, like, the fact that it wants to call itself Until Dawn and throw in that cheesy mention the title thing, like, they didn't do it well. But, I don't like that. I really don't. Because, like, what's the point of calling it up? You could just call it anything else, 12 hours or something like
that. Yeah, people were saying call it 13 hours or some shit like that.
I'm just like, what was the point? Like, it makes no sense to deviate like that. I agree that. Like, because at that point, you're just using the name to sell tickets, I feel.
You know, that's an interesting take. Anybody else see the trailer?
Yeah, I saw it, but I didn't play the game, so.
Okay, good. You didn't play the game. Would you watch this movie? Did it look good from the trailer?
It looked cheesy. It looked like an escape room thing, but would I watch the movie? Sure.
Okay. Anybody else? Now, who played Until Dawn?
The original one or the one they just recently released? I definitely
same shit.
The original one.
Same shit.
And I don't know. It seems completely different. Like, not Until Dawn. It seems like they came up with some completely different story that has absolutely nothing to do with how the game was.
They ain't even the same location, Brendan. In the Snowy Mountain.
Yeah, that's what people were saying a lot.
Bro, where's the Wendigo, man?
Yeah. I noticed that immediately. I was like, bro, where's the snow? I thought I was tripping, though, because I'm like, I haven't played it since, I think, 2013 when it dropped. I'm like, where's the... Am I tripping? I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was on the mountain, right? And then, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I like the trailer. I think it's gonna be a decent horror film. It definitely did not feel like Until Dawn, though. Like, I literally had to go back and, like, reread a synopsis of the game again, because I was like, I must be tripping. Like, this definitely...
Nah, you know what's like crazy? With the way the trailer started, it started as if it was gonna stay true to the game. That's how I know you got it on purpose, because, like, up until, like, it was all, like, kind of, you could see how they got it and true to the game up until, like, the ex dude who was Josh in the game murdered them, and then they just came back out. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? They just came in. But, like, man, oh yeah, they bamboozled.
Yeah, it is a
bamboozled. Some cabin in the woods type of shit.
Yeah, somebody said something about, like, if Dead by Daylight had a movie. And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, it definitely didn't feel like Until Dawn. Which actually made me want to go back and play the game on the remastered version.
They couldn't afford to buy the name Dead by Daylight, so he went with the second best option. That's genius. Same thing.
But that, I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, is it necessarily bad if, say, you have a video game adaptation, right? And you deviate from the original story, because as we know, Until Dawn is a decision based game, right? So could that play into the factor of why they changed up the, I guess, the plot of the movie?
I mean, that's the thing, though. I think it's okay to deviate, but they changed up everything in its entirety. Like, it's obviously, it's not a Wendigo curse or whatever, because there's different monsters. There's probably going to be a Wendigo in there.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, like, I thought at first the missing sister thing was interesting, but, like, I don't know now if, like, if the sisters... Because, like, one thing about Until Dawn that I didn't even notice in my first playthrough or whatever, right? But obviously, you know, like, the Wendigo was Hannah, right? The missing sister. If that's something you don't know or whatever, or if that's something you do know and you actually, like, think about it, like, she targets people specifically. Like, everyone who bullied her or whatever that was in that room, she targets, like, and if you notice Mike, the one she had a crush on, he is never in any danger. She never goes for him. She never goes for her brother. That's why her brother's never in any danger, and he's off doing his little, you know, serial killer's prank side quest. And then also, just the fact that should be, like, an actual character doing that, because that was actually important, because it's, you know, that gave leeway to the backstory of, like, why he's doing it, and was the sisters and all that. It, like, it Like, Until Dawn, your first playthrough may just be like a random jumble of things, but if you go back and actually, like, you know, look at it and, like, pay attention to everything that's happening and all that, like, there's a story there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so them changing this many things, it can't be the same story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't have an emphasis on character interactions, which is a big part of Until Daylight, you know, with your character relationships and building or breaking them that makes or breaks decisions in the future. There was no, like, meaningful interactions between the peoples. Unless I'm wrong and tripping, someone can, you know, jog my memory.
No, I don't think there were. I mean, it kind of makes me think if they did use this as kind of like a cash grab because they know, like, how heavily players were invested into this game. Like, this is actually a really beloved
and right after game. The remake releases.
Yep, like, right recently? After the remake. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The bring the hype back.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought that that was a bold move, I'd say, of them to release, especially a trailer like so. Like, you can just tell off the bat, it's like, oh, this is just fucking different. Like, nothing was. They almost pulled everything out in terms of like originality to the game, and so I just thought that was kind of interesting. I'm like, okay, how are people gonna feel about this? Obviously, I don't mean it's got some negative reactions. Obviously, people are still like looking forward to watching it. Because the trailer, it does seem like a decent horror, you know. It's just not Until Dawn, and that's the problem. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. The movie comes out April 25th, I believe. April 25th this year. And I don't know. We're just going to have to see. But it seems like they showed everything in the trailer anyway. So it's like, how good is that going to turn out? Another thing I kind of want to talk about, though, is I've been seeing this circulate a lot, too. If the demand is still up for live service games, you know, and are gamers really tired of live service games, or do they just not like bad ones? And I brought this up because of the success of Marvel Rivals. But before Marvel Rivals launched, we continued to hear that, oh, like, a lot of players was like, oh, we're tired of live service games, this isn't that, let's focus on story games, let's focus on something else, some more IPs. But then when Marvel Rivals drops, it's like, boom, you know, you see 500,000 players, you know, playing continuously since the launch. And it's like, so are gamers really tired of live service games, or do they just not like playing bad ones? What's up with that? How do y'all feel about that?
Oh, yeah, bad ones definitely leave an icky-ass taste in the mouth, and then also just the predatory monetization that live service games can get into, it really like makes the, you know, the bad apple ruins the bunch type of deal. Because in general, like, I feel like live service is like, in the general sense, the way to go, because, like, you know, like, we consume so much media nowadays, right? Like, a game can be years in the making, and, you know, most of the player base will clear that content within a month. So literally, you gotta kind of keep some type of fresh rotation in there to retain the player base, right? Because, I mean, just in the long term, I guess it's just kind of better, I feel. But a lot of people, like I said, can take advantage of the business model and really just
like milk microtransactions and all these season passes and stuff. How y'all feel about
it? You don't have to buy into it. You ain't got to buy the battle pass.
Hate live service.
You said you hate it?
Yes, I absolutely hate the live service games. Like, I just stay completely away from them. Just part of the reason why I obviously don't play too many AAA games.
Mm-hmm.
Games are kind of, you know, boycotting most of them, to be honest.
Why do you feel that way?
I feel like it's a money grab. It goes away from what gaming used to be, where they used to focus on just making fun games. Because, like, if they paid more respect, as in the Larian nigga said during Game Awards, that they show more respect and love to their gamers. Their gamers will support them, and the money will come with that. But they don't do that. They just instead go with these live service models and not really caring, just looking for straight business and money. Whereas if you just make a good game for your, you know, players, and the money will come. And as Larian Studios dude said, like, look at what we're doing, and that shit clearly works for them. As you saw, they didn't really go through any layoffs that year or anything.
Mm-mm. No, I didn't. Steiger, what about you?
Yeah, I agree.
This nigga.
Deep thoughts.
All right.
Yeah, but High Roller, like, so, like, you haven't run into a high live service game that you liked at all?
That I can remember? No.
Okay, well,
at least within the last 5 years now.
So how come you haven't tried out Marvel Rivals? Because they're pretty free, friendly business model.
All I see there is Overwatch with Marvel characters. So I don't think Overwatch or anything is a bad game. It's a good game, but, you know, it's just not my kind of game.
CSGO is a live service game.
Yeah, it is a live service game. Yeah.
I just wanted to, you know.
Yeah, I know. That, okay, then I guess most of them, yeah. From my earlier stage.
I think most games that people play now, like multiplayer-wise, are live service.
They're all considered live service.
Yeah. Sure. What, Call of Duty's live service. Yeah. I mean,
like, media's trained y'all to hate the term live service. All that means is that the game gets new content on a regular basis.
Yeah, fresh content.
I said I hate most of them, not all of them.
I don't like the ones that, like, right now I'm playing Smite 2, right? And my biggest gripe with Smite 2 is that you can already tell off rip that they're moving towards that money grab. Like, already you got to buy, none of your cosmetics roll over, which is bullshit, because even when we're looking at Overwatch 1 versus Overwatch 2, still all your cosmetics rolled over, most of your, like, all your stats rolled over, everything rolled over, right? It was, you know, not a new game, but a new game, but everything rolled over. Smite didn't give you any of that. They sliced in, not even in half, they sliced it in a fourth of all the gods that you get, pitched it as, hey, this is Smite 2, this is a new game, every god has the same kit. So I mean, with a little bit of tweaking on their skills and movesets, whatever, the store is the same, the graphics are the same. Yes, some things are smoother because it's running on UE5, but I feel like people use UE5 as an excuse to kind of market things as, like, completely revamped, and it's fucking not. There's another gripe I got with Smite 2 right now. Am I having fun on it? Yes, but you can already see that when this game comes out of beta, they're making you buy these so-called ascension packs for each god. So how Smite used to work, for those of you who don't know, you get a god, if you got the god pack, or you can earn them outright, right? You can still earn them outright in this game with god tokens, but say you buy the god pack. Now you got to spend your real money, because you're not going to earn enough diamonds to buy the ascension pack for each god. So in order for you to earn those skins and level up the god, say you get the god to like level 10, which is the max rank, in order for you to unlock the skins that come with it, you can't use the in-game currency that you earned, because you're not going to have enough to buy for every god that you've mastered. You literally have to fucking pay your own money to get the diamonds, to get these ascension packs, to basically think of it as like a battle pass for each god, which is bullshit, because that's going to cost a lot of money down the line, especially when they start porting in most of the gods from original Smite and you're dealing with like 100 plus gods, right? That's a lot of money to be dealing with. So I think that's the part in live service games that bothers me, when they just get so money hungry and they forget to actually focus on like the actual mechanics of the game. Because like with Smite 2, and yes, it's in beta, we're still seeing it. And this is another problem I have with so many games. It's a lot of glitches going on, but the store is fine. The store works completely fine, right? You can buy shit perfectly fine. You can get all these skins. You can get all this cosmetics. You can spend your money. But then there's certain like game mechanics, core mechanics that are malfunctioning. And it's like, interesting. So what are we really putting our emphasis on when it comes to these games, you know? And I think that's like my biggest gripe when it comes to live service games. I don't like the fact that they're constantly draining players. And it's obviously they're appealing to like younger audiences, right? Because they want cosmetics. They want to get these microtransactions to put cosmetics on their characters and dress them up and get new items or whatever it may be, right? Like, I was looking at Fortnite the other day. I'm not shitting on Fortnite, but just looking at the money that it brought in. It brought in like $5 billion last year. That's fucking insane for a free game. Like, that's a lot of microtransactions. That's $5.8 billion worth of microtransactions. That is insane. It's a lot of money. But that's why I like about Marvel Rivals. Like, Marvel Rivals, I don't play it too much, but their model so far, from what I've seen, it is a lot more it's a lot more inviting in terms of you're able to unlock things with you know, you're able to earn it, you know, instead of just spending all your money on a lot of shit. Obviously, there's some skins that you got to buy, but there's not you don't feel like you're forced to have to spend money on the game. And I feel like with a lot of these live service games and their models that they're kind of having with their games, they're making you feel like you have to spend your own personal money on it. And that I do not like. But that's just my gripe on it. I feel like live service games, obviously most multiplayer games we play are live service. That's just the era we're in. I don't think people are tired of them. I just think people are tired, like, of what High Roller said, of being drained. I don't think microtransactions and sucking a player dry, pause, of its fucking funds should be a priority over the playability of a game or how fun a game is. You know, I think we've lost that as a culture in gaming, where it was a priority to give a fun product to the consumer. Like, I don't think that it's just a focus anymore. I think the focus is just push out a product and see if it hits and see how much money we can get out of the player. And that's just disgusting to me. And that's going to lead to somewhere very tragic down the road.
Yeah, that's the problem today. Now most of the people running these gaming companies are not gamers. They're business.
They're
gamers.
Not.
Like, back they're in the not. Day, because, like, I can tell you now, when we did playtest at Activision and execs came in, you know, the money men, whatever, mm-hmm. who run the company, you could tell that they've never touched a video game in, like, 30, 40 years when they play with us. And it's just like, this is crazy. You run a gaming company, but don't play them.
Yeah, literally. I mean, it's insane. It's like having a person over you making all the decisions that never did your job, never even experienced, you know, development. Shit, the least of developing a game. They didn't even touch a game, playing a game. So how could they understand anything about fucking video games if you even played it? At the very least, played a video game, which is insane to me. But these are the ones making the decisions because they're the ones fronting the money. So, and like you said, they're businessmen, so they wanna get a return on their investment. But like Buddy was saying, the money will come if you just trust that the players are going to have a good. If a player is having a good time on a game, the money will come. Like, Helldivers is a good recent example of that because, I mean, Helldivers, that shit took off without a hitch. Then it went to another slope, you know, kind of fell off a little bit, but then it picked right back up. Like, the developers still put time and effort into revamping the game, you know, nerfing everything, making it fun again, making it appealing again, and players responded. You know, players didn't just go, oh, well, you know, we already got sick of that game. No, they said, well, we're going to go back to it, and, you know, thousands of people are still having fun on it right now. So I don't know. It's just something that if it's fun and truly fun, you will get a good positive response out of it. You know what I mean? Look at Concord, right? How much money did they put behind Concord? And that shit tanked.
A couple millions.
100 million.
Where at?
It's I don't know. It's
Yo, what's a Concord?
Right. but I don't know. That's just my take on it. Striker, how you feel about?
I participated on that.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. That was the that was the adaptations. That was the ad. Oh, you talking about that? Oh, okay. Well, you got no takes. Rain, you got a take.
No, I mean, live service games? Is that what we still talking about?
Yeah, talking about live service.
I play live service games. I'm completely against microtransactions. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry that I might have sounded nasally there. I was pushing my nose up. Anyway.
Big ass nose.
Doing coke on the pod. Nah.
Oh, shit.
Crazy.
Yeah, but, microtransactions, like, it was a big thing for me, like, when I was in Oki, like, in MW19, when that shit dropped, every mm-hmm. tracer pack that came out, I bought.
Damn.
So Call of Duty was definitely jugging me for a little minute there, and then, like, I had lost my account, because,
oof,
yeah, Asian people like hacking, so, but I got it back, and I got it back because I had clips on my console and clips on my YouTube of me playing on it, but I got it back, and I was just like, I said, after that, I don't give a fuck if I get it back. I'm not giving you niggas nothing. Like, anytime I buy a battle pass now or anything like that within game, it's using the in-game currency that I got from the previous. Mm-hmm. And if I can't afford it, I'm cool with that. I wait till I got enough to, you know, can't afford it type shit. I don't believe in giving microtransactions anymore. The only time I do support microtransactions now, after being a gamer for as long as I have, is when it is a game that I do enjoy. And I'm like, I'll buy that skin on Destiny because Bungie sucks dick. But, yep. You know, I know that I'm not getting anything out of it, and I'm just showing support to their creative design. But I'm heading away from that one, too, because as of late, people are debunking the fact that Call of Duty and other big studios are using AI to make these skins so they could, you know, increase profits in that microtransaction ballpark. It was showed with a couple different guns that they were selling recently, which is weird. On Black Ops 6, you know, the one that's on Game Pass, you know, yeah. Racking it up. Yeah. It was exposing some of the situations on that one. But I'm going to continue to play live service games. That's the type of games I like, because, like y'all previously stated, the content's usually fresh because they're continuously updating it, keeping us entertained, keeping us interacting with it. So I'd say everyone could move away from microtransactions, though. Fuck
that. Is it going to happen, though?
No.
Hell no.
Too much money. Too much free money, bro. You know,
as I said, like, you know, $5.8 billion in Fortnite alone.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of money. Don't even talk about Roblox. How much you made off Roblox.
I'll pay you to install my game if I know you're going to spend money on this motherfucker.
Facts.
Come on. Nah, that Fortnite money is crazy. Yeah, man. Go work at Epic Games and watch you get bonuses like candy.
Oh, yeah, that's the company Fortnite you miss money. Working for, huh?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I still got my down payment for our house. We're already saved just from bonuses from that year. I'm just waiting on these interest rates.
They said, hey, we had a good year. Here's a bonus. Good job, y'all.
I had like Thanks. Four throughout the year.
God damn. This thing. Before we get out of here, Striker, we got Sonic 4, man.
Sonic 4 is on the works. About it? Hey, we talking about it for real? Go ahead. Hell yeah. Hey, did everybody watch it?
Hell no.
2 and 3. Yeah. We're supposed to do this anyways. Yo, that ending, yo.
Was he about to ask if everybody watched Sonic 4?
Nah, 3. Talk about 3.
Oh, all right,
goofball. I ain't seen 2 or 3.
We're not talking about Sonic 3 right now. He was talking about Sonic 4, though.
Yeah, oh, right. But, crazy. I mean, before spoiling 4, what's going to happen, I figured,
before
you know,
spoiling the ending,
4, well, you ain't seen 4.
Well, I mean, spoiling the revelation that they gave at the end of 3 to be 4.
You think Amy's going to be in it?
Huh?
You think Amy's going to be in it?
What do you mean? Think she is.
Oh, is she in 3?
See, that's why I asked the question I did. Did everyone watch 3?
Oh, is she at the end or something? You can spoil this Sonic. I don't give a fuck about Sonic. You can spoil it.
What is this nigga talking about? If you're discussing 4, it's not really a spoiler if it's going to be shit that's in 3.
Yeah. And to be quite honest, I ain't going to go back and watch it either.
Yeah, right, just say yes, it.
Amy is in 4. We're going to have the evil robot, robot Sonic in 4. And speculation I have that we might even see Silver as well.
Oh shit. You think they're gonna have their own little cinematic universe with Sonic?
Oh, 100%. This is like the Sonic universe is literally gonna be what replaces Marvel. Like, hands down, I feel like they definitely
get it. Niggas on
drugs, bro. Hey, God,
MCU is added to my strikers list of bad takes.
Oh shit. Hey, oh my God.
What the fuck?
We know. Cue in the hot take intro.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, welcome to this episode of Hot Topics.
You didn't even know Metal Sonic's name.
Huh?
The evil robot Sonic? Metal Sonic's his name. You didn't know his
robot.
Name.
I said robot Sonic. It don't matter.
You said evil robot Sonic. That's not his name.
Yeah, it is.
I can't remember two words.
If we go based off of the anime, you know, the translation from Japan, you know, there's lots of translations. You know what I'm saying? She needs to call it something different too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just named different in multiple countries.
About to replace the MCU and fuck DC.
Hey, crazy, bro. DC is crazy.
Was that shit ever in the running?
Check them out.
The fuck?
names.
Whoever was hyped for a DC movie or was like, yo, I can't wait to see what happens next in the DC. No, DC's dead, bro. Batman, that shit's dead. That's what that shit stands for, yo. Anyway, you nobody give a fuck about no Batman.
Aquaman.
Shit, dark for a reason, because nobody want to watch it, yo.
What?
Exactly.
Wow.
That makes sense, man.
God. Adding to the list.
All right. Sonic 4. Are you? I'm guessing you're excited for the shit. Okay.
Oh, I am. 100%. Right. It's just going to be amazing. Like, 3 ended with such a banger. Like, that shit was probably the best. Well,
hold on. Are you a Dragon Ball fan?
I grew up watching Dragon Ball.
This makes sense. Sonic's like an American ripoff of like Dragon Balls.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, there's 7 gems, 7 Dragon Balls. He becomes super with the
literally
with the gems.
Yeah.
Bro, I had an argument with y'all know Jada Ghost in the Discord, right? It's like my cousin. I had an argument with him like I think a decade ago, maybe longer ago. This nigga said that he's a huge Sonic fan. You and him could probably have a circle jerk about it, Striker. But he said, bro. He was like, bro, Sonic can beat Superman. I was like, what the fuck? I said, what the fuck are you talking about? He said, Sonic can beat Superman, Naruto. He said, Sonic can beat Goku. I said, yo, Sega fans be smoking, man. I be like, bro, Naruto's not getting shot by Sonic. Not happening. Not happening. Not at all. Not happening. Not with that god mode that nigga got. That's not happening at all. It's not happening. Damn show ain't smoking Goku. I don't know what the fuck he's smoking on that one.
How you feel about that Naruto god mode?
Sonic is Goku. That's like what it's based off of.
I know it's based off of it, but he ain't as strong as Goku.
I mean, he's supposed to be like a direct reflection of that
name. I don't give a fuck what he's supposed to be.
I'm just saying.
Need no logic in this. It's a fucking hedgehog. What are we talking about?
It is a hedgehog. Yeah, with his chaos, man.
Which one of y'all was that recently learned that echidna is a real animal?
That boy is Cracker. That's what I was saying.
The Sonic fan.
He didn't know about the bat, the tails, you know, the fox. He didn't know about that.
You got some more on Sonic, Strike?
No.
What are some of the Sonic games you play, Striker?
Silver.
What the fuck? We ain't talking about Pokemon.
Hey, what's some good Sonic games on Switch?
Sonic Frontier is actually a really solid one. If y'all looking into Sonic games, there was actually one that released not too long ago. I believe November. It was the Sonic Collection. Sonic X Shadows Generations, I believe it's called, which is all the previous games. We have Sonic Adventures. Shit, those are the biggest two that I think. Shit, there was one that was just Shadows exclusive. But if you're a fan of like Shadow as well, I think he's kind of aight.
Nah,
I'm not too big of a fan of Shadow, to be honest.
Man, two games, nigga. Name 10 books.
Look at him. He's shooting for hot takes tonight, guys.
Hell yeah.
He's shooting for hot takes.
Game, bro. It was just running with guns. It was
split farming.
Hey, I used to play that little shit on the memory card for the Sega Dreamcast with the little Chow. That shit was fun as fuck. I don't know.
Damn. What year was that?
Before you were born.
Damn.
Yeah.
You just call yourself old.
I call that nigga young.
Oh, was the first Sonic movie good? Because I'm thinking I might watch it tonight.
It was good. It was alright.
What about 2?
2 was alright.
Damn,
great.
Now, I mean, a whole lot of
I think they were both alright. I'm gonna watch the 3 for Shadow for sure. But they were okay. You should watch it. It's not a bad watch. Have you seen Mario?
I've seen Mario.
Chris Pratt? Yeah. You should watch Sonic.
That shit was alright.
Like, yeah, I should respect to Sonic.
Oh, well, Mario's getting a...
I mean, it's not even for Sonic, bro. Jim Carrey, bro. Like, the man's a legend.
Mario's getting a cinematic universe, too.
That's crazy.
And just walk right I think...
I think they collide. Like, they're one in one, I'm pretty sure. They're part of the same. It's like if Spider-Man... No, it's like X-Men and the MCU type shit, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games.
But, like, I don't know if you guys remember this game, Sonic the Hedgehog.
It'd be a pretty dope movie.
Not the normal one like on Sega Genesis or anything. The one where you get to play as Silver and Shadow and like he with the Chaos Gems.
Which one was that? What was it called? Sonic got too many games.
Yeah, it's called Sonic the Hedgehog, but I think it was only on PS3.
Huh? Razor was on to something when he said that.
What?
Before they release it or start making it. Y'all heard it here first.
Oh, Sonic, I played Sonic Mario Unleashed. Sonic
Olympics. The movie.
Yeah, I played Sonic Unleashed. Sonic Olympics the movie.
Sonic Unleashed was pretty fun. Little werewolf shit.
Sonic Olympics the movie would be, I think it'd be a freaking.
I mean, they're definitely going to do a crossover with Mario 100%.
They have to.
They're going to do it. And people are going to watch it. Just like they better watch Minecraft with Jack Black.
That's wild, yo. That, you going to go watch it?
You know, Midir going to watch it.
Yeah, Midir's going to watch that shit, bro. He's going to be in the front row seats with his legs kicked up because he can't fucking reach the floor. Stupid pussy bitch, yo.
God damn.
Fuck, no, I'm not about to watch this movie. I'll watch it if it comes out. It comes out April 4th. It's just coming out soon. Oh, Jason Momoa's in it, though.
They got quite a cast for it.
Sonic 4 in April?
No. Minecraft.
Oh yeah.
I thought that was Long Beach Griffey in it. I'm like, what the hell?
Hey.
Is he? Oh, I just finished Suicide Squad. Before we close, I'm not Suicide Squad. Get out my head. About the game I finished. What's it called? Squid Games 2. I finished season 2. Bro, what the fuck was that, bro?
Nasty ass cliffhangers.
First of all, Thanos got his ass RIP up out of there. Get his ass up out of there.
What about the nigga that was up on the bunk, bro?
Man, fuck that dude, bro.
Oh, bro. Oh, bro.
You would have saved there? Would you have saved there?
Oh, yeah, bro. What the fuck? My man was a lame.
I mean, think about it, though. Like, he was thinking about the bigger picture.
He
like,
threw that weak-ass bottle, bro.
He did what he could.
Then he was a pussy during the Mingo game, which was like, all right, come on, we'll just find our own person. And he was like, scissors.
I think he was actually scared, bro, because that's probably the only time he didn't really have, like, immunity or something like that.
Protection? Yeah. Nah, he's being a little bitch. Fuck him. And he tried to save her.
He was that, like, the pig face dude.
Oh.
Man.
Oh, this shit was just... Bro, what's up? Who was... Okay, so who was player number one, bro? Who was he?
He was the overseer, the dude with the black mask, the front man.
Okay. He was the
old guy's son.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Player one, season one, son?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what happened to the old man in season one?
He died.
He died, right?
I think he had two sons.
Hey, you know something crazy? Little tidbits and things, but like a little hint that he's a son, huh?
How? What was the hint?
Oh, like, you remember at some point in season one, someone actually went back and got this clip. The dude says, oh yeah, my son, he doesn't drink milk either. He's very, like, whatever. Yeah. And in season two, when they're eating and he has milk, he offers it to the pregnant lady. Yeah, he gives it away.
Bro, because when he started clipping people in the back, I was like, I mean, he was shady all along. I knew some shit was gonna go down. I'm like, oh man, fuck this. And then he started killing dudes from behind when it was like shooting and taking cover. I'm like, oh, here we go.
Nah, but did you see how he really wanted to be our boy's best friend? And he was jealous of the other dude. Like, he be sitting there pouting when they went.
Bro, pouting. Like, yo, what's going on?
He probably trying to figure that nigga out though. Like, he's the only nigga that won and then came back, bro. He's like, why would you come back?
I don't know what's wrong with him.
You think they're gonna try and make him the overseer?
Who?
What's his name?
He wants to abolish it, bro. Ain't no way.
I know, but they not gonna kill him.
By his brother, bro.
Who's his brother? That's his brother.
Yeah, the one that he found him in season one, and then they shot him, and he fell off the cliff. And then, you know, he got rescued, I guess. But he's still the police officer that was helping him look for it. But the nigga on the boat is, like, in on it, because he killed one of the other.
He's in on it.
I think he's going to see that, and then he's going to find the correct island.
and kill him.
Yes, they almost had it, man. Oh, they almost had it, but then that dude, bro, he didn't want to bring the ammo back. What was going on? Oh,
yeah, no, that was like.
Marine. He said, "I'm in the core,
in the corner, folding light laundry."
Where is he?
So you got one of them things from the Philippines? Oh, no, Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That boy said, "I ain't going out there. Fuck that shit."
Hey, nah, but player 120 though, she was about it.
Which one was that? That was
the grandma?
The special forces.
Chick. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Yeah.
You talking about the one that wanted to go to Thailand?
Yeah.
No. She bought it. She bought that smoke. Hey. About standing on business.
But when she grabbed homegirl, said, "You're going to fucking," like when they were doing the little game with the mini games, and she had to do the little spin and top. Come here, bitch. I'm going to kill you.
Oh man!
And you know what that reminded me of, bro?
What?
That's like Delaney.
Hey, oh, bro! I swear to God.
That's crazy.
He said, "That's ma'am."
Ma'am.
Remember that morning that she called the attention? She held the point of information.
So, man, I think Rain said, "What the fuck?"
Somebody's in, bro.
Yo, Cap.
What the fuck?
I
was too scared to laugh, bro. I was too scared.
I was talking to the Dream Marines. I said, "Yeah, I just like to make y'all niggas uncomfortable." So that's why Delaney come up at me. Me too, Singleton. You have no idea how I like to make people uncomfortable. So that's why you win.
You win.
Back up. Built like that. Makes no sense.
Hey, I'm pretty sure he was, well, he was MARSOC, right?
He was in the shit.
Hey, man. Don't make no sense. Bro. I said, what the fuck? Oh my God. That nigga was scary, bro.
Why do the kids still call you daddy?
Oh, shit. Yeah, well, I finally finished that. That was, I think season two was really good. Not gonna lie. I thought season two was almost, I think it's better than one, in my opinion. But here's the thing. It just proved that when there's desperation, people really don't give a fuck about other people's lives.
Yeah.
They don't care. And even when they kept saying one more game. And then they realized, they're like, damn, well, I survived this long. Maybe I can survive another game. And then the money would be more. And they just kept sacrificing other people. I'm like, bro, this is sick. And that, I think that's the point of the game. And I think that's what they were trying to prove to Buddy. Like, you can't change these people's mindsets. Like,
they don't give a fuck.
They want to play. Like, they see that they're dying. They want to play. And we give them the option to quit. They don't take it.
You know, there was some dude doing what the recruiter had did and having bread and tickets. Lottery tickets and go around to homeless people and give them the choice.
What they choose.
The ticket.
Of course.
And then he stomped on the bread in front of them.
Of course.
I mean, yeah, I was about to say, I saw a video yesterday of this nigga like feeding the crackhead a slice of pizza. And he was eating the pizza and he said, "Yeah, slow down, it's okay. You can eat this pizza, the crack's not going nowhere." He threw the pizza down and ran to go get crack.
Yeah, like, it's a real life social experiment, man. It's a real life social experiment. Like, these people don't care, bro.
These people don't care.
It's like when a dude got a sign up saying he hungry, and you give him actual food. He go, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah. I was not trying to eat.
Oh my God. Y'all got anything before we close out?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wait, Harold, you didn't see any of this? You see nothing? No Squid Game? None?
Nothing new for
you. Do you watch TV?
No, I don't watch TV at all.
Hey, what do you do?
Watch anime, sit on YouTube.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. At least watch some. All right. Well, Stryker's got to get to bed. He's already snoring and shit. If you made it this far in this week's episode, all we ask is that you spread love by sharing the podcast with a friend. While you're at it, drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform because it really, 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 really helps us reach more listeners. And as always, I want to thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next week. Peace.